We won't have a ceremony like this, reflecting on the death of those we've known, those we've loved. Do it also as you reflect on the fact that someday somebody's going to be doing the ceremony for you, if you're lucky. You might just die with nobody doing any ceremonies, nobody thinking about you, nobody's dedicating merit. Listen to a Dharma talk one time. The monk was talking about how in Hinduism they'll have chants that you say when you go to a funeral to protect yourself from being polluted by the corpse. Whereas in Buddhism we don't have a fear of being polluted by a corpse. What we do have is the fear of heedlessness. So the Buddha has you reflect when you see someone who's passed away. Ayam bhikkhu kayo evaṃ tammo evaṃ bhavi evaṃ anattito. This body too, my body too, is of such a nature, such a state, as this that is its unavoidable fate. The question is, when you know that you're going to die, how do you prepare? Well, you practice the Dharma. That's your preparation. That's when you're meditating right here, right now. The moment of death, your mind is going to be scattered all over the place, desperate to find a new place to go. You can't stay in this body anymore. You're being pushed out. The body seizes up, doesn't work. You're out. And if you have mindfulness and powers of concentration, you're going to be able to get some control over your mind. You have discernment. You'll be able to choose what options are best at that point. At that point, all the other knowledge of the world isn't going to help you. These qualities of mind that you build into the mind, those are the things going to help you. So, if you're heedful, you work on these things right now. When the Buddha talks about the importance of focusing on the present moment, it's never to say that this is the only moment there is, or to say that this is a wonderful moment. It's because there are qualities that need to be developed in the mind. You have to prepare for the future. And when do you do that? Well, the best thing to do is do it right now, because you don't know how much more time you have. This is what it means to be heedful. You see that the mind has these tendencies to go flowing out. You're flowing out like a river, or flowing out like a fire that's latched onto the wind. That's the Buddha's image for what happens at death. One house is burning, and all of a sudden the wind picks it up. It latches onto the wind, and then the wind carries it someplace else. So you have to be careful about what things you latch onto. And you're going to require mindfulness, alertness, and ardency, the ability to gather your strength to do this well. All too many people, when they die, just sort of give up. Go with whatever the flow is. Well, sometimes the flow can be pretty bad, but you can have some strength with you and say, okay, I'm going to choose the best thing and do whatever effort is required, whatever effort I can make to choose the best alternative. That's when you're prepared. So these are things we develop as we meditate. You're sitting here with the breath, your mind goes wandering off. Well, it's pretty innocent right now, but if your mind goes wandering off when you die, who knows what's going to happen? So you have to see the importance of bringing the mind back again and again, until it gets used to being here. And then your mindfulness gets stronger, your alertness gets stronger, your ardency gets stronger. That's how you prepare. That's how you're heedful. Right here, right now.